I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop, running the three-man show this week with Cakes in Kiawa Island for a little vacay. Been talking about the Redskins' name change all morning. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. It does seem like those that are betting on a new name are betting on Red Wolves. 44% right now, about 1,500 votes in. Warriors is number two. It's crazy how quickly Red Tails has dissipated from the public eye. So
right.
When we first started talking about it, it seemed like Warriors was always a favorite, but Red Tails was right there. Red Tails only getting 11%. Of the vote right now, so the smart money's not on Red Tails.
Right. Red Tails just doesn't sound like a football team. There's just nothing sort of aggressive about it.
Yeah.
The one thing you can say about both of those names, the Warriors, even though it's more old school, there's that sort of fighter mentality.
Yeah, that's, there's Red the Wolves, toughness, right?
There's
yeah.
sort of like a toughness quality
yeah,
that
I would
both
agree.
Of those have. I would be surprised if Dan could be swayed in like a week. Because literally, Red Wolves has come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, does anybody think that Dan was considering over the last 5 years Red Wolves?
Well, we just don't. We don't know.
You don't know, but is there any? I mean,
no. There's been no indication.
Well, I don't
there's
think
no
in the last
indication that would be in the running, Jason.
Yeah, well, I just think in the last 5 years, he probably never even thought about it because he was so dead set against changing the name.
I know, yeah, but he had to have had one in the back of his mind, like.
Well,
Warriors.
We hear it's Warriors,
right?
Yeah, we hear it's Warriors.
So could he? Could he change on a dime and all of a sudden say, you know what? I don't even want to deal with any potential Native American claim to Warrior, even though I think that's complete BS. The Native Americans do not have exclusivity to the term Warrior. Anybody can be a Warrior. That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Correct.
But still, if he decides, you know what? I just want to go in a different direction. Could he, in a week, change the name that's been there for 87 years or whatever to Red Wolves like that, like a trendy name?
Impossible to know unless
it's hard to imagine.
He's got people in his ear that are really pushing for it.
Yeah, but you know the guy. You know Snyder's not sitting on Twitter looking at polls on who's got 11%.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah,
he doesn't care that there's 44% of our listeners that love Red Wolves.
Of course, and I don't think he's very plugged into social media and that kind of thing.
No, I'm sure someone in his circles pitched it to him, but this has probably been – he's probably had this back burner idea of what he was going to do when this happened, and that's
right.
why guys like Keim are insinuating that Warriors is
right.
probably the favorite.
Right. I agree with that. I just find it hard to believe that a trendy name like Red – you say what you want. Red Wolves might be a great name. It's very trendy and kind of come out of nowhere. I would be shocked if they made that announcement today or even in a couple weeks. I would just be shocked. It's just too – it's too trendy, it's too new, it's too left field.
And Red Wolves, to me, doesn't really fit that narrative that Ron Rivera on the 4th of July said they've got two names and they're going to talk to Native Americans and military people about it. I mean, I guess you could find, you know, Dances with Wolves, okay, Red Wolves, and you could find your Navy SEALs or whatever it was tie-in with the Red Wolves, it just seems to be more of a stretch.
Well, I like to say this respectfully because I do like him. But with all due respect, Ron Rivera should have nothing to do with this, really. I mean, he's been there a week.
But so, he seems to be Dan's new right-hand man. No Bruce Allen, but Ron Rivera.
He should have about as much say as just the average person on the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has
maybe even less. The guy's been here for an hour. Why is he involved at all in the decision-making on this? I really don't think he should be.
Impossible to know, and also impossible to know how involved he is. I know the reports are he is, but we just don't know.
You're right.
We have no idea.
I feel bad for this one guy. This one guy, Vinny, just hit me up on Twitter. He just got his custom-made fire pit that says Hail to the Redskins on it. He hasn't even used it yet, and they're changing the name on him. He's got a beautiful picture of it, too. Hail to the Reds. I mean, he's a dummy for doing it because you knew this was inevitable. But he's got Hail to the Redskins on the side. He's got the Redskin logos all around it. And all for naught. God. All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. If people want to chime in. I'll be just flabbergasted if Red Wolves is ultimately the name. If it comes out of nowhere and is the new name of the Redskins. Let's go to Ron in Hagerstown. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Love the show, man. Big fan. Just sitting there thinking, is Cakes the genius vacation guy? Is he going to have to quarantine the 2 weeks after he gets back? He's going to be out for three.
I like that idea.
And he pulled in and get paid for it, too. All right? Everyone gets paid for being off. Just wanted to just share a couple of thoughts on such a interesting, weird, important time in the country, this this name change is really a microcosm of what's going on in this country. Mm-hmm. Just hearing Pete on the coming in there, but I hope they don't just say we retire the name today and not give the new name change. How Redskins is that to screw that up? Give us the name. Don't.
Right. Well, the problem is I don't think they have the rights to it.
Well,
they don't make a statement today.
Well, unless retire, we know
unless they've worked out some deal, they might have worked out some deal by today.
Right, but Jason, I truly don't believe that they could have stroked a check to Arkansas State for whatever it is and resolve that in a week.
Well, maybe it's been longer than a week. We don't know when this started.
That, like you say, that's like isn't that like a public universe? And wouldn't that be all public knowledge?
Yeah, but you might just
maybe not.
You know, what Chris alluded to, and we've talked to other people about this, is that the NFL may be on the Washington organization's side. Yeah. So they may say, all right, maybe you don't have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. Just roll with the name that you want, and we're going to back you in a court fight.
Right. Yeah. And that we know we have the financial wherewithal to get it done. That could be the case, but I don't believe for a second they have it locked up.
Yeah,
maybe
not. They might not have it locked.
Odds are against it, but
they might just say, "Screw it, we're going to roll with Warriors, and we're going to put out some merch so that we're ready for a season. Should there be a season, the NFL's got our back on this, and then we'll cross the legal hurdle. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. When it comes to legal hurdles,
I would just say expect the unexpected because we didn't think that this was going to happen anyway.
I mean, look, this is beyond my breadth of knowledge. I don't. As we said before, there are college teams that have the same names as pro teams. Now, maybe they get away with it because they're generic names like Tigers or Bears. Mm-hmm. But I don't see why you can't have the Arkansas State Red Wolves and the Washington Red Wolves in the NFL. I don't see the problem. It's totally different leagues.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I agree. I don't know what the hurdles are. I'm sure. But I do know that money talks, and if it has to do with money, the NFL is going to win. And, you know, Arkansas State's a Sun Belt team. What, they wouldn't take money? I mean, you know what does $10 million or $5 million do for their budget?
I'm sure they would take it. I'm sure they would.
I don't know the first thing about trademarks, but you would think that a name like Warriors, which is a general name, would be different than saying the Fighting Irish. Like, they couldn't name the team the Fighting Irish. They have the trademark to that. And just because it's in another league or another sport doesn't mean you can just grab it and use it as your own. So there might the Red Wolves thing might be much harder than Warriors.
Could be.
Right.
Could be.
Like I said, I don't know, but what we do know is there are teams that share the same name.
Wasn't Red Hawks a name that people threw out there? The people that were clinging to the R, but that one seems to have fallen off.
Yeah, that was thrown out there.
Nobody likes Red Hawks.
I'm sure some people do.
No, Red
to
Wolves.
Me, that's the same as Red Wolves.
Red Wolves is the rage, EB. People want to howl. Yeah. It's still HTTR. They believe they can still have the same thing. Hail to the Red Wolves.
Right.
Instead of Redskins.
Is there a chance they come out with a curveball that we've never thought of?
There is a chance.
Yes.
You know, like JP's a Washington enemy or something. Like a complete, complete outsider that no one
has
thought
of. That we haven't even mentioned yet?
Yes. Is that possible?
I would say 5%, but yeah, it's possible.
5%? That's a pretty good chance. That's a 1 in 20.
Every name has been thrown out there.
Right.
I feel like, you know, I could see Snyder, who's been hated, let's be honest, hated really his entire tenure, mostly because they haven't won, but a lot of side issues, suing fans and all those things that we've talked about. I could see him making a play towards Cakes' name, which was the Washington Veterans. And really, you know, they've always paid an homage to veterans at really all, you know, baseball games, football games, whatever, but really making a push so he comes out looking like a good guy. Like, we're going to support the veterans. That's the name we're going to go with. So that would be my wild card, but it's not a true wild card that we haven't heard of.
Right. Does McCauley own that one?
I think, I'm not sure if he did. I feel
he has Americans. We know that.
Yeah. I could see kind of that push where he tries to come out seeming like the good guy in all this.
All right, let's go to line one. Let's go to Marcus in
College
Park.
Which, by the way, he might end up being the good guy in it, but let's be honest, he was forced by the sponsors.
Yes, I don't see him as a good guy. Marcus, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm 65, so I was a young man when all this championship stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. But I prefer to spend my melancholy moments thinking about all the amazing women I've slept with and not Riggo running up through the line of scrimmage to score a touchdown against Miami.
What's your number there, Marcus?
Yeah, what's your number, Marcus? Big shot.
It's in three digits, I would say.
Three digits?
That's pretty good.
Well, these. How about that?
Doesn't everybody? But anyway, here's the deal. What difference does it make? It doesn't move the needle for me at all. The world turns the same. I think that really the unintended consequence that I would be very sorry to see from this team name change is people who say Redskins still, who cling to their jerseys. Many of my friends love this club. I love this club. I hope it does well. But if we slip up and say Redskin, we're not branded as racists, and you guys say
not.
It. Look, Redskin is not, it could happen, though. Redskin is going to exist in films and literature for eternity. So I would really be saddened to see if that happened. And my wild card name for this team is the Washington Sailors, because Danny loves playing on his ship. And sailors would be really cool with big battleships and that kind of stuff. But appreciate you taking my call, and please take care.
Thank you, Marcus. There's just nothing.
Yeah, it's not going to be sailors.
It's just, there's no fighting spirit to the sailors, right?
Yeah, no.
It's got to have some sort of aggression to it, in my mind.
Like the Hoggies.
Somebody's saying the Red Hogs. Did John Jansen say he wanted the Washington Red Hogs?
I didn't hear that.
The Red Hogs apparently are a super
aggressive. Do you like the Red Hogs?
Not really. No. I hate all the names. I hate all the names.
But it sounds like a couple of them are growing on you.
Not a single one of the names that people have thrown out there sounds like an NFL football team to me.
Yeah,
they all sound XFL teams or USFL teams.
I know,
or some terrible college team. None of them sound like NFL.
But when the Buccaneers came into the league, you probably would have said the same thing. I mean, it's just new.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, let's go to line two. Let's go to Brad in Bowie. Brad, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing
what's
okay.
Up?
Hey, I just want to say it's definitely, without a doubt, one of the saddest days of my life. I'm 33. Unlike what EB and everyone feels, I know the older guys saw the glory years and stuff like that. But me and my buddies, I watch football with every Sunday. We've dedicated our lives to nothing but losing. So now it's like, you know, we've invested time, money, you know, everything into this team and watched nothing but a horrible product. And now you're just taking that away from me.
Sad Brad. You had the RG3 year.
Yeah. Actually, JP, my family has season tickets. That was one of the highlights of my sports life
of
until we won the World Series and the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's honestly horrible today. I mean, I understand the change and what's going on in the world, but I mean, I just remember watching games with my family, with my grandparents, with my grandma,
but
my
grandpa.
But
you're still going to do that. You're still going to do that.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I'm going to get all the gear I have, some of the good jerseys, the Rigos and the Sunnies and, maybe even the Kerrigan and the rookie Sean Taylor I have, like, framed and hang up. And I guess I'll move on eventually with the name. But you guys can tell, man, it's in my voice. I'm upset. It just makes me think of, even though it was misery times and misery Mondays, just, hanging out with my buddies, hanging out with my family, and now it's just gone.
Hey, Misery Mondays isn't going away.
Oh, yeah.
That brand.
You're going to have multiples. I'm probably going to say 10 or more.
Right.
Hopefully we sneak in a couple of Victory Mondays as well, but
yeah, you get
it's
a
not
few.
Going away. All right, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. We are the Junkies right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington talking about what has been reported that the Washington football team is going to retire Redskins today. It's also been reported by some that they will unveil the new team name today. And we're speculating what it might be, whether it's going to be Warriors or Red Wolves or Red Tails. It wasn't that long ago that Ron Rivera said that he and Snyder had two names in mind, and that they were going to consult with Native Americans and military members to see if they were okay with the name. That made me think it's Warriors or Red Tails, the whole Tuskegee Airmen deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Red Wolves seems to have gained a lot of steam in social media. The young kids like Red Wolves. We've seen artist depictions of uniforms that look pretty cool, but I'm sure they could do that with any team name.
They can make any name, any uniform look cool. I'm just going through the song, because let's be honest, the song is a huge part of the Redskins tradition.
Massive.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And it really would be sad to get rid of it. Now, the words have changed through the years. Mm-hmm. Originally, the words were, "Hail to the Redskins, hail victory, Braves on the warpath, fight for old Dixie. Run or pass and score, we want a lot more. Scalp 'em, swamp 'em, we will take 'em, big score. Mm-hmm. Read 'em, weep 'em, touchdown, we want heaps more. Fight on till you have won, Sons of Washington." Now it's "Hail to the Redskins, hail victory, Braves on the warpath, fight for old DC." And there's no more scalp 'em. It's beat 'em, swamp 'em, touchdown, let the points soar. Mm. Hail to the Red Wolves, hail victory? But you can't have Braves on the warpath.
No, you have Wolves. Wolves on the warpath.
Wolves on the warpath. Fight for old DC.
Look,
I like
it. You can change any song. I think it works.
Hold on. You said that very quickly. Let me absorb this.
All right.
Hail to the Red Wolves. Hail victory. Wolves on the warpath. Fight for old DC. All right. Could you do "Hail to the Warriors"? Hail victory. Warriors on the warpath. Fight for old. Yeah, that would work too, I guess. You could still have the music.
I saw people saying it was "Howl to the Red Wolves."
Howl to the Red Wolves. I don't know. Come on. I don't know. We're just getting too cheesy. But can't it just be "Hail to the Red Wolves"?
Of course.
Could it be Hail to the Warriors, too?
It could be whatever you want.
I know, but we have to keep the song.
You lose HTTR if you go Warriors. You'd be HTTW. That's nubs.
Yeah. I know Valdez is getting a kick out of that. Hail to the Warriors. Hail to the Red Wolves. God, Red Wolves just sounds so trendy.
I think in the song with those lyrics, Hail to the Red Wolves sounds better.
It works a lot better because it's two syllables.
Yeah,
versus but Warriors is really three.
To the Warriors. Yeah. Hail victory, Warriors on the
How about
war
this?
Path.
I'll never sing it either if it's Warriors or Red Wolves.
They got to have the song. They got to keep the song. For some reason, that didn't register with me last week, but it's really hitting me today.
It's a fight song.
We have to have the song. We have to have the music. We just have to tweak the words. The words have been tweaked before.
As
we
Jason
just have to tweak
said,
them again.
I think you can change a fight song. Now, I think that the fight song works definitely with Red Wolves, and you could make it work with Warriors, too.
Sure you can.
All you got to do is hear EB on the sax.
You can make it work.
Do they even need lyrics? Can't they just play?
Just play the song. Just
By
play
the way, instruments. On Saturday night, we went out to the Silver Diner here in Rio, and they have kind of an entertainment area with the little plaza, and there was a guy just playing, I guess you would call it jazz music, saxophone. Uh-huh. Really great on the saxophone. And he had his, you know, saxophone case there for people to leave tips.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Isabella was all excited. I said, gave her a dollar to go up there. And when we went up there, I noticed that there was a $20 bill. And I'm like, there's no way. I think he planted that 20, right? Nobody's
some
dropping
guys could have done
20.
That. Yeah, sure. Some guys that aren't a squeaker like you.
No, please. How much would you tip?
I don't know. I don't know.
Every other bill there was a dollar. I guarantee it was a plant.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe.
Could be.
I left a nice tip at Bonefish on Friday night.
Very
Did
nice.
You? Well, you probably got a bill that rhymed with hero. That's why.
It's close, but, you know, I wanted to take care of my server.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls if people want to chime in. I'm kind of obsessing on the song now. Whatever we choose, it has to work with the song.
You want to keep the fight song.
Got to keep the fight song.
You don't care as much about HTTR.
The fight song's more important
right.
than a hashtag on social media.
But the fight song really is HTTR, Hail to the Redskins.
Right.
Yeah, but when did that start?
The hashtag stuff is stupid. Like, I mean, Twitter might not even be here in 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not naming my football team based on a hashtag.
I understand, but a lot of people say it, too.
Yeah, I know, but... The song is more important than the hashtag, in my opinion. All right, let's touch
the people again.
Let's go to Al in Radford. Al, what's up, buddy? Line 5, Valdez. Al,
Good
you're
morning.
On with the Junkies. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, I don't like how any of this is happening, but the mob has spoken.
Yeah.
Any change is going to be awkward, maybe even stupid with some made-up name. So how do you turn all this negative to a positive? Well, you tie into the history. You reach back to the hard work, the skill, and the character of the men who've made the team what it is. And, you know, one of the greatest people to ever play the games associated with this team. How about a forever tribute to the great Bobby Mitchell? Awkward or not, the team name becomes the Washington Mitchells. What do you think?
I just don't think you can put one name above all the others.
Yeah.
I just don't think you can do that.
You can't.
I mean, some people would want to name it the Washington Jurgensons. Some would want to name it the
Washington
Right, the Washington
Rigos.
Yeah.
Washington Greens.
Yeah. Some young folks might want to call it the
Washington Taylors.
RG3s. Right. We just can't do it.
Not many.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, that's line 7, Valdez. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just real quick, two real quick points. It's going to be hilarious when Snyder doesn't pick Red Wolves and Twitter just blows up. Mm-hmm. I find it comical that these fans think Snyder actually cares what they think and is going to actually pick their name. That's one. And then two, I think some people like Florio and Mike Wise, these guys are the biggest losers out there. Can you just never have Flory on your show again? Because I think
a lot of people were upset. A lot of people were upset that we had Florio on last week. I don't even pay attention to some of Mike's rants, and I guess Mike has been very anti-Redskins for the last few years, and that's really rubbed people the wrong way. I didn't realize how many Redskins fans were offended by him.
He's just one of those guys who's called them Washington for the last 7 or 8 years.
It never registered. I don't think it's been 7 or 8 years. I think it's only been a few.
No, I think he said on our air that he stopped doing it in
2013. 2013? Really?
That pops into my head. I might be mistaken. I thought he said that. I think it's been a
Drab, significant
amount
did you
of time.
Know that when you booked him that there was going to be that much resentment?
Well, I mean, I booked him because I knew he would have a different perspective on it, and he'd be informed. Yeah. I mean, I know that he's been asking them to change the name for a while.
Yeah. And Mike is
Florio gets on guys people's nerves.
Yeah.
He's opinionated.
And but, Mike is a guy that used to work at the station. We just haven't had Mike on. But, you know, Mike's a friend of mine, and this has been his thing for, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, if not longer.
You even paid attention to the reaction?
What do you mean?
In years past, months past when we had Mike on, I assume that the reaction was about the same.
I felt like it was kind of like dancing on the grave, kind of, you know, like I think other times when we have Florio on, they haven't cared, but because they were so upset about changing the name, they didn't want to have a guy that was so happy about it necessarily on to talk about it.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just Mike. I mean, Feinstein's been saying it for years too.
Yeah, no, there's lots of people. Peter King. I mean, there's a lot of people that have said through the years that they thought they should change it and that they were sort of adamant about it.
Well, I know this. We've got an hour and a half left in the show, and so far the news hasn't broken.
I
got to
be honest with you.
Show.
I'm surprised that they haven't issued the press release yet.
I'm thinking it's going to happen at noon.
These announcements never come out at 8:30 in the morning.
Never.
Usually things leak out, though. Now, we would have a leak where somebody would say, yeah, they're going to announce it's whatever. They just hired Jay Gruden or whatever. Ron Rivera is going to be named the coach today at 9.
Is it going to be an announcement, a press release, or an actual, well, it wouldn't be a press conference, but some sort of a virtual announcement?
I don't know.
See, I mean, I think it's less likely to be some sort of press conference, but if they wanted to do it right, which they never seem to do, Daniel Snyder would have a nice statement there and say, we understand times are changing. We've responded to how society is moving on, and we are choosing this name. And Daniel Snyder would be the guy who said it. I don't expect that, though.
Let me just ask you this.
It'll probably just be some paragraph sent out by the Redskins organization.
What's your confidence level that on tomorrow's show at 6:01, we are leading off with they have changed the name to this?
75%.
I don't know. I mean, if Mike Jones is reporting that his source is saying they're going to reveal the team name today, somebody that Mike trusts deeply
told him that. Yeah,
told him that.
I get it.
What do you put it at?
Less than 75, maybe 50-50.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
What I thought when I first saw the report was they would just issue a statement at 9 o'clock or something, and it would say we have officially retired the name Redskins, and we will announce a name in the near future when we've secured rights, something along those lines.
Hey, here's a question we could throw out to our callers and to you, EB, because you're the biggest Redskins fan right now. While the name's not retired, 800-636-1067. Let's just say they choose Red Wolves. How quickly till you scoop up a new hat or a new
jersey?
Get
one pretty quickly.
You would get one quickly.
I think I would get one pretty quickly. Yeah.
800-636-1067. And I think there are going to be, you know, the old codgers, the fans that say, oh, they can never abandon this team name. I'm going to leave the team. I'm done. We heard so many people call in. I'm through with the team if they change the team name, if they bow to the pressure. I think there will be some that actually go through with it. But I think the majority, if you see a silly logo or a nice jersey,
I'm going to get it pretty quickly.
Jersey,
yeah.
Yeah, jump in line. And I'm sure some will be upset. I'm going to guess that they're going to stay with Burgundy and Gold. Some would be upset if they moved off the Burgundy and Gold. Like if all of a sudden they became, you know, the blue and white, people would be upset. But if
can't
it was a cool
that.
Looking
There's
logo,
no way Dan's going to change the colors. There's no way.
He's going to hold on to something. It's going to be the colors.
I have to say, initially, I was so angry. I was just like, blow it up, change the colors. I don't care. But
now you want the fight song, the colors.
Now I want the song to stay the same, and I want the colors to stay the same.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I can't believe how much Red Wolves is growing on me. I can't believe how much it is. because I've liked Warriors all along.
Yeah, doesn't Rebels sound just, horrible. It doesn't sound
kind of,
horrible.
It's kind of grown on me. My first time I heard it, it just seemed corny.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get used to stuff. Warriors just sounded more, I don't know, sort of traditional. There's mm-hmm. something trendy about Red Wolves, which makes me think I would just be stunned if Dan, because that is truly a name that came out of nowhere. I would just be stunned if he named them the Red Wolves, you know, after Fred Smoot mentioned it or something. I mean, it would just, I just find that implausible. So I feel like it's not going to be that, but it is growing on me.
Yeah, but if he hired some great advertising marketing firm and they presented data, like they've been doing research for a while and talked to thousands of potential consumers, and they said, this is what this name means to you, and you're going to grab, you know, the 18 to 24-year-old market with the disposable income, and those 18 to 24-year-olds are going to be buying your jerseys and your hats.
They haven't done that in the last 4 days. There's no way they have market research on Red Wolves. They've got a Twitter poll.
Possibility.
They've got some guy with a burner account with a Twitter poll. That's all they've got.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Take your calls. How quickly will you scoop up the new gear if they name them the Red Wolves or something else in the next day? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Can I say one thing? I know that the name change is the big story in town, but when I heard about Kelly Preston, I was I was devastated.
Yeah, I was
devastated. I had no idea she was battling that.
And I just think they leaked that.
Maybe not. And she apparently battled it for 2 years, and I was devastated for obvious reasons because I know exactly what John Travolta and the rest of the family went through. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I just couldn't believe it, and I feel horrible for that entire family. And I actually liked her as an actress. I mean, obviously, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I thought she was a really good actress.
Really, really, really sad story when I saw that.
Yeah, I'm devastated. It really affects me.
Yeah, I really didn't like that at all. I also wanted to mention, though, on a brighter note, that the golf was amazing this week.
Awesome.
Golf was just incredible.
And it wasn't just the work day. I watched a lot of the American Century. And Marty Fish, our former in-studio guest, won it. I couldn't believe it.
He
shot. How about this? He shot a 63 on Saturday.
Wow.
Think about it. Now, he's probably a scratch. I can't imagine he's a plus. But even if he's a scratch, scratch golfers don't shoot 63s, especially on courses that are 6,700 yards in 7,000 feet elevations. I mean, that he had 10 birdies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable what happened there.
Is he a better golfer than he was at pro tennis player?
I think so. Mm. But I watched a ton of it. I watched, obviously, all of the stuff on – so what kind of sucks about Sunday's round at the work day is because they – you know, the storms were coming, so they pushed everything up. So I watched a lot of it on the PGA Tour Live. Thank you, Matt Valdez. Mm-hmm. But
you could watch it on CBSSports.com, too. They had it.
Yeah.
But,
But they didn't have it live on CBS or the Golf Channel, and that's kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Who won?
Colin Morikawa. His second. Now Justin Thomas choked it away. He had a 3-pop lead with 3 holes to play and just choked it away. But it was fun to watch.
Justin was resilient, hit some big putts, some big shots. Morikawa just hung in there. You got to give Morikawa credit, man.
Of course, he's a great player.
Yeah. Let's get back to the Redskins issue. If they do change the team name, and Mike Jones, who we have on the show frequently from USA Today, says not only are they going to retire the name Redskins, they're going to unveil the new team name today.
Yes.
How quickly do you scoop up some gear? Or are you going to be one of these guys who says, I'm always going to wear my Redskins gear?
It can be both. Can't you wear both?
Well, that's the tweeter, but I'm sure there's going to be some that are going to refuse to get the new gear, and they're just going to keep wearing, you know, their Terry McLaurin jersey, Redskins jersey for 30 years.
I feel like it's going to be like after a team wins a championship and you buy all that horrible-looking championship gear, mm-hmm. you just want to rock it. You're just going to wear it. You're just going to spend the money on it, even if you don't like it. I mean, let's be honest. Those Stanley Cup hats are awful. Those like
the wording's just way too big. Yeah.
Well, the black and white checkerboard, whatever that was, that's just an awful hat. But I bought one. I spent like $50 on it, but I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people will do the same thing with this stuff. Although I think they're going to wear it with a lot more pride.
Yep. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Go to line six. Our pal Mo in Largo. What's up, Mo?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What's up, man?
I think we all need to just chill just a little bit. And keep in mind, as growing up, you didn't like the Redskins because they were named the Redskins. You liked them because they were your home team and they were winning. So if we can try to cultivate some type of winning, you know, culture here, then I don't see why we can't embrace the new team. As far as the merchandise, if it's looking like something, like if it's fire, yeah, I'm going to cop it ASAP. I'm not waiting for the season to start. I'm going to get whatever I can as early as I can get it. But I'm not going to be one of these curmudgeons or one of these old fogies that can't get down with change. And, I'm never going to buy anything new Redskins. Like, you act like you're still not going to be able to sit down and watch a football game with your family. None of that is changing. It's just the name that you're addressing the team with. Let's just keep it in perspective. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, thanks. I think most will. There'll be a few holdouts, I guess, but I think most people will be excited to get the new gear. I don't think there's any question about it. It'd be like especially kids. I think kids will really enjoy wearing it too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it could be a boon for Dan.
I think so.
You know, at the end of the day, it could be a big win. He's doing it kicking and screaming. He doesn't want to do it, but he could. He has an opportunity here to have the hottest gear in the league.
Although when we talked to, I can't remember if it was Andrew Brandt that I heard that interview where we talked to one of our guests, they said that the merchandise factor is not actually that much because it gets chopped 32 ways.
Yeah.
So it's not like a direct benefit unless you're going to a Redskins store, and I don't know that they even exist anymore. I know the one that was in Montgomery Mall was out of there years ago.
Yeah.
So that's really the only direct benefit is if you have stores. So I guess, you know, at your games, on your home field, a game day, they'll
sell. And I'm assuming on their website, they'll sell a tell from their website.
There's still ways to get it.
Massive benefit.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, if you're chopping it with 31 other guys, I mean, it's not the same. But and I think that a lot of people will still support the team, but they're still going to wear the old Skins jerseys.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a Riggo jersey or Daryl Green or Sean Taylor and you go a game, it's okay to wear it.
Of course it is.
I mean,
of course it is.
Don't feel like you're going to get shamed out of the stadium. I don't think that's going to happen. There's going to be tons of Redskins jerseys.
Let's go to line two. Let's go to Sharon in Leesburg. Sharon, what's up? Ladies first. How are you, Sharon?
Good morning, Junkies.
Hi. How are you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. What's up?
Good. Very sad about the name change. D.C. native, born in the district. My sister and I grew up wearing Redskin apparel that was boy apparel because for years they didn't make girl apparel.
Right.
I don't know how I feel after the name change. If we're going to, I mean, we have season tickets. My daughter's a junior Redskin cheerleader. Agreed. We cheer for the hometown team. It's going to take a while to get my mind around a different name for them.
Right.
I disagree with how, I guess, Snyder handled it. Maybe if he had done more to embrace and honor, we wouldn't be sitting in this situation.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything he could have done to stop this.
He didn't have any passion behind it, so it was hard for him to really get behind it. He was forced to do it. That's the reason.
Yeah, but she's saying, I think, if there's a way he could have maybe honored Native Americans more or something like that to protect the name. That's what I understand her to be saying.
Yeah,
I feel like he tried,
and
maybe, you know, I throw out the theory that maybe Bruce Allen, being his right hand man, who was really locked into the team name, maybe it mattered because as I mentioned, listening to Adam's show that one night, he had Logan Paulson on, and Logan Paulson said that every year when he was with the team, Bruce Allen would speak before all the players, and they would talk about how they did off-season research on the name and how they were going to honor the name, and they kind of clued them in on the history and heritage of the Redskins' name. And maybe with him being gone, all these moves by the minority owners, the sponsors, the momentum building, it's just over. You know, Snyder's never is no longer.
Right. Mm. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Andy. Andy calling from Tampa. Hey, Andy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, Junks.
What's up?
I've been in Tampa now about 8 years or so, and ever since I moved, I still got to cop my Redskins gear, got to cop the Washington. You know, a couple callers before me, same thing. Grew up on it, pass it down to your kids. But since Mo and the other woman there, they kind of like resonated with me what they said. But let's bring this up. What do you do to the current fans that have Redskins gear, that have Redskins jerseys, hats, whatever? Is it going to be one of those things where now you can't wear the old gear because of the way that, you know, like the way the climate of the state
of America
right now?
I reject that out of hand. Old Redskins fan, you get a pass, you get to wear your gear. That's just completely ridiculous.
And if that's the way people are going to act, then stand up to them.
Yeah. I'm not getting rid of my old Redskins gear. I'm sorry.
It's not like the Confederate flag.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to be like that.
I don't think so at all. I just want to know if people feel the way I'm really feeling it today, more so than I did last week, about the song. I need the song to stay. It's just, it means too much. I need the colors to stay, which I'm certain he's not going to change.
It evokes emotions.
And I need the song to stay.
It definitely, I'm not a Redskins fan, but it evokes emotions when you hear that song. There's a reason why we've played it on the show for years.
I mean, it's arguably the greatest fight song. What's better? We've gone through it before, right? Are there two or three that are even close? What's better
what do you mean
than this
better?
Fight song?
More popular or a better song?
Just better.
Of course.
The same emotions.
Notre Dame's fight song's better. Michigan's fight song's better.
Play Notre Dame's fight song. Play Michigan's. I'm not sure they're better.
Well,
certainly not
because you're not a
Washingtonian.
Of course, you're not a Michigan or a Notre Dame fan, but other people would say there's tons of songs that are better.
I wouldn't. I can't think of them.
Play Florida State.
You don't follow them.
Right.
I know, but they're heritage franchises.
They're so popular. Notre Dame's fight song and Michigan's are so popular.
I want to hear it. I'll tell you how popular they are. I'm a pretty objective observer.
Right.
I mean, that's super popular. Whose is that, though? I don't know which one
that's
that
Notre
is.
Dame.
That's Notre Dame. Can
you think of Rudy?
Yeah, how about USC's?
They don't know the words. What are the words to that?
How about USC's fight song? There's so many.
Do they have the words to those? I don't know the words.
Of course there's words.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, why would you?
Everybody else does.
This is USC's.
This stinks.
Actually, it doesn't.
It just sounds like a tip, like a
college
band.
College
like
fight
orchestra.
Songs are so much better than Hail to the Redskins.
I don't know. What was the other one?
I mean, I wouldn't expect a diehard Redskins fan to agree with that.
Well, that's a great one. That's a great one. That one and the Notre Dame pummels USC.
What do the Ravens do? They play Seven Nation Army. I know that's not really technically a fight song.
No, the Ravens have their own marching band.
No, I know that they have that, but they also play Seven Nation Army, right?
Yeah, they play that.
I know a lot of teams.
What other NFL team has a great fight song? The Packers?
The Eagles?
What is the Eagles? Fly,
Eagles,
Fly.
Fly, Eagles, Fly.
Can you play it? I've heard people say Fly, Eagles, Fly, but it just doesn't mean anything to me. It just means nothing to me.
The bottom line is, HTTR, the fight song means something to you. Not necessarily the hashtag.
I don't need the hashtag.
The fight song evokes emotion. So, you know what? You keep it. And whatever name they come up with, you ram it in there.
Oh, it stinks.
I agree with you. All right, what are your thoughts on the fight song? We'll shift gears, and if you want to chime in on buying new gear, your thoughts. 1 hour left on our show. Still no breaking news, but they say it's happening today.
You
it's
keep waiting.
The name is going to be retired.
It's going to happen at 10.
And Mike Jones from USA Today reports that they're going to unveil the new team name today. 1 hour left on the show. We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.